Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning, and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Let's be honest. Everybody wants or needs something from other people. Without question, everybody, well, we want love, appreciation, recognition, support, understanding, security, and yes, respect. I've just listed seven things people want from other people. For instance, a spouse wants love, support, appreciation, and recognition from their spouse. A child wants love and security from their parents. A parent wants respect and obedience from a child. A coach wants the best effort and a good attitude from his players. A businessman wants business from other people. A salesperson wants their customers to sign on the dotted line, buying their product. A supervisor wants loyalty, production, cooperation from his or her people. Employee wants recognition and credit for a job well done or going the extra mile. All of us want to experience happiness and success. Sometimes we forget the role that people play in our success and happiness. New human being on planet Earth is self-sufficient. Each of us needs things that other people have to offer. Anyone who says anything to the contrary is either ignorant, doesn't know it, or stupid, knows it but won't admit it. There are three basic methods of dealing with people. Number one, take whatever you need from another person by any means necessary, including violence, threats, intimidation, manipulation, simply outsmarting the other person. I don't think this method is just for criminals. It's not. Two, be a whiner or a victim, both of which are losers and frequently beg for what they want or need. Oftentimes, they use a guilt trip. And third, when you meet a need, your need gets met. When you give to other people what they want, there's a higher power waiting to give you what you want for what you've given to others.
Ephesians 6:8. Listen, Classic Amplified Bible. Knowing that whatever good thing each one does, he will receive this back from the Lord, whether he is slave or free.
Hallelujah. You may not realize this, but you have many things that other people want. You really do. You need to identify them and allow God to move you in the right direction. You can get what you want as long as you help others get what they want. Let me say that again. You can get what you want as long as you help other people get what they want. If you're happy, you're more likely to make other people happy. Now, I have no gimmicks, gizmos, or grids on how to get along with other people. All I've got is the Word of God. But that's all we need. Giving another person what they want means that you'll get what you want because you've been obedient to the Word of God. Here are seven ways to give to others what they want, what they need, what we need as well. Number one, love others as Christ loves us.
1 John 4, verses 19 through 21 in the Classic Amplified Bible. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates or works against his Christian brother, he's a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should also unselfishly love his brother and seek the best for him. Also, John 13 verse 34 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, I am giving you a new commandment, that you love one another, Just as I have loved you, so you too are to love one another.
This is huge. Love others as Christ loved the church. How much did Jesus love us? Enough to give his life for us. We may never be called to crucifixion on a cross, but we may need to die to self to meet the needs of others. What was that quote, honey, that you just read from Bill Johnson, Pastor Bill Johnson?
He put me on the spot. It says, to live in the kingdom, the only way to live in the kingdom is what you die to. It really has to do with dying to self. It has, to live in the kingdom, you can only live where you've died. There you go. Sorry about that.
Well, together we got it. Number two, live in peace because God's got your back. Live in peace because God's got your back.
Romans 12, verse 18 in the Living Bible says, don't quarrel with anyone, but be at peace with everyone just as much as possible.
Regardless of which translation you use, the message is the same. If you're smart and have common sense, you'll learn to forgive and forget. After all, that's what God's done for us. Jeremiah 31:34 in the Contemporary English Version. I will forgive their sins and forget the evil things they've done. Should we do any less? 1 Kings 8:50 in the New Living Translation. Forgive your people who've sinned against you. Forgive all the offenses they've committed against you. Make their captors merciful to them. Number four, lead by example. Lead by example. Have you ever heard someone say, do as I say, not as I do? Now, I'll grant you that statement's a bit humorous, but it is spiritually and ethically wrong.
1 Peter 5:3 in the New Living Translation says, don't lord it over the people assigned to your care, but lead them by your own good example. What we do should be a pattern for what we want others to do. We need to lead by example.
Number five, don't trip up over your own pride. Proverbs 22:4. By humility and fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Proverbs 22:4. Great scripture. This is one of those, if you do this, then you'll get that verses in the Bible. I like this kind of verse because it takes all the guessing and wondering out of it. This verse is so very clear. Let me give you the classic Amplified translation of that scripture, Proverbs 22:4. The reward of humility and the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Let's look at 1 Peter 3:5 again, this time in the Living Bible.
You younger men follow the leadership of those who are older, and all of you serve each other with humble spirits. For God gives special blessings to those who are humble, but sets himself against those who are proud. Number six, forgive the mistakes of others if you want to be forgiven. Colossians 3:13 in the New International Version says, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Colossians 3:13 in the New Living Translation says it this way, make allowances for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others.
It's easy to say, I forgive you, but it's much more difficult to get the feelings of anger, hurt, resentment, and even sometimes hatred out of the recesses of our subconscious minds. I've been in counseling situations where a person said, I forgive you, or I love you. But the words that followed didn't reflect the previously stated statements. The key to Colossians 3:13 is forgiving others as Christ forgave us. Nothing was held back. He forgave all our sins and transgressions and unrighteousness. Not only does God forgive, he forgets. Number 7, look out for others.
Philippians 2, verse 4 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned for not merely his own interest, but also each for the interests of others.
It's important to notice how Philippians 2, 4 begins by saying, each of you. It doesn't begin by saying, if you feel like it, if it's convenient, if it won't cost you any money or time, if you fit into the profile of the people I want to help. There's no ifs. And most importantly, it's not about you. Philippians 2, 4, this time in the New Living Translation. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. God wants us to do good things. He really does. As we begin to apply these 7 characteristics, we will find that people, well, we'll find the people we need to be successful and prosperous will be drawn to us by the words of our mouth and the actions that we take. Let each of us esteem you and look upon and be concerned for not merely his own interest, but also for the interest of others. And if nothing else, nothing else. You can emulate what Job did. 42:10 says it. Job prayed for his friends. Goes on to say, and God turned his captivity and gave him twice what he had before. If you read on, you'll find out he got many other blessings after that. Praying for other people. We need to pray for them. And you'll find they'll pray for you. What a joy. What a joy. Go to HaroldHaring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
Appreciate you. God bless you.